Random House Audio presents Speaking from Among the Bones, a Flavia Deluce novel by Alan Bradley, read for you by Jane Entwistle. Now from yon black and funeral yew that bathes the charnel house with dew, methinks I hear a voice begin. Ye ravens, cease your croaking din. Ye tolling clocks, no time resound o'er the long lake and midnight ground. It sends a peal of hollow groans, thus speaking from among the bones. Thomas Parnell, A Night Piece on Death, 1721. Chapter 1. Blood dripped from the neck of the severed head and fell in a drizzle of red raindrops, clotting into a ruby pool upon the black and white tiles. The face wore a grimace of surprise, as if the man had died in the middle of a scream. His teeth, each clearly divided from its neighbor by a black line, were bared in a horrible, silent scream. I couldn't take my eyes off the thing. The woman who proudly held the gaping head at arm's length by its curly blue-black hair was wearing a scarlet dress, almost, but not quite, the color of the dead man's blood. To one side, a servant with downcast eyes held the platter upon which she had carried the head into the room. Seated on a wooden throne, a matron in a saffron dress leaned forward in square-jawed pleasure, her hands clenched into fists on the arms of her chair as she took a good look at the grisly trophy. Her name was Herodias, and she was the wife of the king. The younger woman, the one clutching the head, was,